Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Shir Gimel. We're going to go into the topic of Ibur Shonim. There's a concept of Ibur Shonim. We know now that we have a calendar, we have a 19-year cycle, where every 7 out of those 19 years are an Ibur Yor, where we add a Chodesh Adar. The system of these years is like a phone number. It's 332-3332. And we have it set in place. The reason is because there's a discrepancy between if you take 12 months of Chodshei Yoreach, which are 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalokim, that doesn't exactly add up to a Shnas Chama. There's a discrepancy of Kimat 11 days. And the way to work that out is not by saying that every single year after 12 Chodshei Yoreach to have 11 days of limbo days, that's a hashlama. Because as the Gemara darshans in Megillah Daf Hei, Chodoshim atamoyne lishonim, ve'ein atamoyne yomim lishonim, a month constitutes of month, a year is constituted of months, not days. So the way to work it out is to make every few years an adar base, and it works out perfectly, 7 such years out of a 19-year cycle. Of course, in the time when they didn't have the luach yet, then it was a whole sugya where the Bezdin would have to decide every year, or every few years, it was a decision to make. We're going to see the different factors that go into this cheshbin of deciding if it should become a shana muberes. We know that when they make a metzias of a shana muberes, it changes the metzias. First of all, you have a yingale. And not in the times of now, and not nowadays. In the times when they were makadosh al pi re'iyah and these things al pi cheshbin, you have a yingale that his bar mitzvah is hey ador, and it's a shana pshuta so far, and it's hey ador. He becomes a bar mitzvah. 20 days later, on chav hey ador, the bezdin finally made the decision to be ma'aber the shana, and his bar mitzvah now is supposed to be an ador base. It turns out that he goes back to being a katan. He was already a gadol, and he turns back into being a katan. And the Yerushalmi Nedarim speaks out that this could also affect the metzias. There's a metzias of ad gimel shonim besulim is choizer by a yalda. Till 3 years, her besulim comes back, even if she was nivala. Once she's 3, the besulim doesn't come back. Whether Bezdin is going to decide to be ma'aber the year or not will change the metzias if her besulim come back. Her birthday is hey adar, and she was nivala on yud adar. And it was already gepaskin that, so she's a bu'ula. But now if the bezdin's going to be ma'aber the shana, and it goes based on other bays, it turns back, fakir, that she's going to be considered a besula. The metzias changes. Now the emissary is the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Megillah, Masechet Megillah, the Yerushalmi declares, when we make the 2 adars, is the pshat that the first Adar is an extra month and the real Adar is the second Adar? Or no, the real Adar is the first Adar and the second Adar is the extra month. An interesting chakira. But we know that we paskin that the Iker is the second Adar. L'moshel, if a person was born in a Shona Pshuta in Adar, his bar mitzvah will be in Adar Beis. His bar mitzvah will be in Adar Beis, because Adar Beis is the deciding factor of when the real Adar is. The Magen Avraham takes it a step further. Even if someone was born in a Shana Pshuta, in a Shana Muberes, if someone was born in a Shana Muberes, and he was born in Adar Aleph, and again, his bar mitzvah is also in a Shana Muberes. This is a rare occasion that in the 13-year discrepancy, that both of them are Ibur Yor, but it does happen. And in such a case, again, this yingle, he was born in an Adar Aleph, and his bar mitzvah year is also in a Shana Muberes. And most Paiskim say, Chodsh, in that case, his bar mitzvah will be Adar Aleph. The Magen Avraham says, no, his bar mitzvah is Adar Beis. That's an idea of all of these cheshboinis of working out bar mitzvahs. Of course, the classic dogma is if you have 2 children, one was born on Chof Tes Adar Aleph, and one was born on Aleph Adar Beis, and their bar mitzvah year, it turns out, is a Shana Pshuta, then the older one, who was born first, that was born on Chof Tes Adar Beis, Adar Aleph, doesn't become bar mitzvah until Chof Tes Adar, and the younger one, who was born after him, and he was born on Aleph Adar Beis, will in fact become a Gadol, will be a Bar Mitzvah, will be a Gadol at the beginning of Adar, of Aleph Adar of that Shana Peshuta. This is brought down, Lahaloch and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Nun Hei. It's also Negeya Lagabe Hilchis Yartzeit. It's Negeya in Simin Tovkuf Samaches. And the Makar of it really is a Gemara in Eruch and Daflamet Aleph. The Gemara in Eruch and Daflamet Aleph, not discussing Bar Mitzvah actually, the Gemara in Eruch and Daflamet Aleph is discussing two examples. One is Lagabi Bati Ori Chayma, that the din of the Geula of Bati Ori Chayma is after the year. And the Gemara says, what if a person sold two batim, one on Tesvav Adar Aleph and one on Aleph Adar Beis? And B'dayim L'zeh L'gabi Karbonos, a Karbon Tamid, that has to be Ben Shana. You have one Shepsel that was born on Aleph, an Adar Aleph, Tesvav Adar Aleph, and another Shepsel that was born on Aleph Adar Beis. The one that was born first is not going to be Mashlam Shnosoi till after the one that was born second. The Pais can compare that not only L'gabi but the Arichayma and Lagabe Shana Achas of Karbonos, but in fact it's Negeya, like we said, Lagabe the Cheshboinus of when you make a Bar Mitzvah, when you work out a yard site, and it's Negeya many details. Now, the Shoirish of all these Shailas, though, really goes into that Yerushalmi in Megillah, which is the real Adar? Is the Adar Aleph an extra Haysofa, and the Adar Beis is the real Adar? We do Purim and all that stuff in this and the Adar Beis. Or no, the Adar Aleph is the real Adar. A few interesting yukim about this Shaila. First of all, you have the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. We know that Ein Ma'abrin Ela Adar. You can't make two Shvats or two Tavises. You only make Adar the extra month. So Tosfos, why? Because the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, B'choydesh Shneimasar Hu Choydesh Adar. So Adar has to be the 12th month. Meaning, if you're going to make two Shvats, then Adar is going to end up being the 13th month. And if you make two Adars, if the real Adar is the second Adar, then weiter Adar is the 13th. Mahir Vachta. If you learn that the Adar Aleph is the Haysofa, and the Adar Beis is the Emes Adar, so weiter the Emes Adar is going to be the 13th month. Mali, if you would have made two Shvats, so either it's Taka Arai from this Tosis that the Iker Adar is the first one, or maybe there's another Nusach that it's one big month. It's one big month of 60 days. Of course, it has two Rosh Chodeshes, but if a person says, I'm going to have this neder till the beginning of Adar, we give it to him till the beginning of the first Adar. And if he says till the end of Adar, we give him the neder until the end of the second Adar. So we can look at it as one big month. But the truth is, if you want to say that Charifus, then Vaiter, why can't he be Ma'abr Shvat, make two Shvats? It's one big month. Vaiter Adar is going to be the 12th month. But I was clearing maybe a different shot. Maybe in a Hanami, the first Adar is a Haysofa, and the second Adar is Taka, the Emes Adar, and it's the 13th. The Nakuda, why you can't be Ma'abra to Shvats, and you have to do two Adars, because if you're going to do two Shvats, Shvat ends up being a 12th month. Tosfos' problem is not that Adar can't be a 13th, because the Pasuk says, B'chaydesh Neimasar Hu Chaydesh Adar. His main objective is, it can't be that any other month is the 12th month. If you would be making two Chaydesh Shvats, then the problem is that Shvat would be a 12th month. That's the problem. So Geitim Nishton, if the Adar is going to be the 13th. Another smach that they bring, this interesting maisa, you know, every Chodesh has a mazel. But it's interesting that the mazel of Adar is Dogim. Dogim is Lashon Rabim. Now, Moiznayim is also one of the mazalis, which is Lashon Rabim, but Moiznayim, by definition, is a double scale. And Ta'imim, that's what Ta'imim are, they are twins. Aber mazel Adar Dogim, let it say mazel Adar Dog. So some say because it's Dogim, because there's two Adars. So each one of the Adars is a separate mazel. It's Negei also, we know the Torah brings down in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh that every one of the Chodoshim is connected a different Shevet. And there's a lot of in the Svarim which Shevet is comparable to which Chodesh. Amol, they say that Adar is connected to Yosef, and then it's Gishmak that the two Adars is because we break it up into Menashe and Ephraim. Although there's a lot of steers about this topic, about which Chodesh is which. Somehow Yosef is compared to most of them. There's a lot of in the Svarim about that. But that would be the two others. But what I found an interesting idea, the Chizkuni, in Parshas B'Shalach, he says that Yeshua wanted to make a melchama on Amalek, and it said, B'char lonu anoshim. Who was the Geklibbene mentioned that they took? Zok the Chizkuni, Yeshua took people that were born in Adar Beis. Because people that were born in Adar Beis don't have a mazel. They're lemalim in a mazel. Amalek is fighting us with Kishif and with Mazolois. The way to fight him is to choose people that were born in Adar Beis. Because Adar Beis doesn't have a mazel. The mashmois of that would be that Faker, the Iker Adar is Adar Aleph, and that's the one that has the mazel of Adar Dogim. And Adar Beis is the extra, the one that's Lamala min Amazolis, Lamala min Acheshboinis. It's not like the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi that was mashma that Faker, the Iker Adar is this, as the Adar Beis, as we saw that we do Purim in Adar Beis, and that Bar Mitzvah and Acheshboinis is going based on Adar Beis. But to go into the Etzem Sugya of Shonim Uberis, again, in our calendar, we're already set with a 3-3-2, 3-3-3, 3-2 of the 7 out of 19 years. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a few blad over there, Dafir Aleph, Dafir Beis, that discusses the factors that went into the decision-making of whether there should be a Shonim Uberis. So the Gemara says over there, we'll start like this, it says, Tana Rabbanon, Al Shloish Dvarim Ma'abrin Es HaShono, Al Ha'oviv, Al Peiris Ha'ilon, Al HaTkufa. Now these are the three main reasons that we're Ma'abra Shona. And Pashtus, like most Rishonim, these are the three that are Doi Raisa. In fact, these three are Merumas, each one in a Pusuk. The three are again, Tkufa, Oviv, and Peiris. And we'll explain. Tkufa is be'emes a tremendous sugya. There's a big arichas here in the Menchus Chinuch. We're not going to go into all the cheshbeinus of it, but just a little bit to explain. The year is broken into four Tkufas. The solar year. The solar year. Again, there's other shitas about this, but let's go simpler, that it's 365 days and 6 hours. That's a solar year. There are other shitas that it's a drop less with chalokim and even sub-chalokim. You know, there's 1,080 chalokim in an hour, but there's also 76 regoim in each chalok. Each rega is a mamash, a mashu of a second. A chalok is 3 1/3 seconds, or a regoim is 1/76th of that. And this cheshbon is to work out all the inyonim. But again, for basics, Tkufa, there are four seasons. There's Tkufas Nisan, Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Tammuz, and Tkufas Tevis. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. Every one of those Tkufas, if you go with the standard 365-day, 6-hour solar year, each one of the Tkufas is 91 days and 7.5 hours. 91 days plus 7.5 hours times 4 is 365 plus 6 hours. The Cheshbon is that Pesach has to be in Tkufas Nisan and not Tkufas Tevis anymore. And Tishrei has to not be in Tkufas Tammuz. It has to already be Tkufas Tishrei. If the Chazal see that the Tkufa, the Cheshbonus of Tkufa is not working out, that's a reason to be Ma'abra the year. A second reason is Oviv. Oviv means Pashat, the wheat crop is delayed. And we see that the wheat crop is delayed. And that already the Gemara says, you have to check. Is that in Yehuda, in Galil, in Ever HaYarden, in both? L'mashal, Tkufa is not a question if it's Oviv or Ever HaYarden. Tkufa is, check it's a solar cheshbon. It's for the whole world. The third thing is the Peiroi Se'ilon. That the fruits are not ripe yet. Now all these three are from a Pasuk. Tkufa, the Pasuk says, Chag Ha'osif Tkufa Sashona. Which is Grad Lagabi the Cheshboinus of that Chodesh, that the Chagi Tishrei should be in Tkufas Tishrei. Chag Osif Tkufas Hashana. Oviv is Lagabi Pesach, Shomer is Chodesh Oviv, and Peiris Ha'ilin is from the Pasuk V'chag HaKotzer Bikurei Ma'asecha. These are the three Do'irai Sedika factors, and it's a Machloikis Rishonim now. Rashi and Tosfos learned that these three factors, in order to be Ma'abar, you need two of them. You have Tkufa, Oviv, and Peiris. Two of them have to be showing that it should be Ma'aber. There has to be a necessity of two of them. One alone is not enough. You need two. The Rambam argues, the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Kiddush HaChodesh, all these inyonim is in Perek Dalet, Elchas Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam learns that no, that Tkufa is by itself a Siba. Oviv and Peiris are Ilan Amitzaref. Those are the Deraisa ones. But the Gemara is before that there's also other factors. First of all, the Braisa, the Gemara brings is, you could be Ma'abra the year, Mipnei Hadrochim, Mipnei Hagshorim, Mipnei Tanurei Psochim, and Mipnei Golius Yisroel. Which is, and let's bavar on this, we're going now, that really, the Tkufa works out, Pesach is going to be in the spring, and the wheat is ripe, and the fruits are growing. You have none of those reasons, none of the Doiraisadika reasons, Mitzad the Raisadika reasons, the arrows are pointing all, that you don't have to be Ma'abra the Shana. It's the right Tkufa, it's already March 21st, it's the wheat is ripe, the fruits are good. But ma nase for Karban Pesach, the bridges are down, the roads are broken, people don't have enough ovens for Karban Pesach. It's a tzorich for Karban Pesach. That's also a sibah to be ma'abar a year. Pashtas, these reasons are not doiraisa. Maybe halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, maybe taka only mid-rabbonon, but they're not doiraisa. So we have the doiraisa reasons, tkufa, oviv, peres ha'ilon, and then we have these other d'rabbonon taka reasons, drochim, gishorim, tanurei psochim, l'tzorich korban Pesach. It's interesting, Tosis in Sanhedrin over there asks, why can't one braisa, these are two separate braisas, why can't one braisa lump thumb all these reasons together? So the emesis is a pella. L'chayre, it's a separate braisa, because as we said, Oviv, Tkufa, and Peres Ha'ilan are the Doiraisa three reasons why Yuma'abra the Shana. Gishorim, Drochem, Tanuri Psochem is the Rabbanon. But that's not what Tosis says, and Tosis says a twist in the Sugya. He says, because Drochem, Gishorim, Tanuri Psochem, even one reason is enough. You don't even need two reasons. One of those reasons, just the bridges are down, just the roads are down, just the ovens are not available. One reason is enough. As opposed to Tkufa, Oviv, and Peres, you need two reasons. It sounds like that's a weaker reason. But the emesis faker, those are the deraisadik reasons. So again, we have the derabonadik reasons and we have the deraisadik reasons. Then we have the reasons that you're not supposed to be ma'abr. Ein ma'abr mipnei hatumah, ein ma'abr mipnei hatzinov, mipnei hasheleg. Those are reasons you're not ma'abr. We'll see about those. Then there's one more set that the Bezdin has to sit down and factor all this in. Is goizlois and kvosim. The Gemara says, let's say there's a shortage of animals or birds for the karbonis. People have to bring karbon oilus re'iyah, or Yeledis has to bring a bird, or you could bring a bird for oilus re'iyah, let's some rishonim. Let's say there's a shortage of karbonis. So the Gemara says, that's not a reason in of itself to be ma'abar the year. But oisin oisai sa'ad, you can add it as an extra reason. Now what halachic significance does it mean that it's a sa'ad? So the emes is, the Rambam says mefurish, this shtickle of sa'ad is pashit just for protocol. When the Nasi and the Bezdin makes the decision to be ma'abra the year and they're going to send out a letter to let the Olam know, so they write in the letter, you should know we're being ma'abra the Shana because of Aviv, or because of Tkufa or something, and also you should know the goizlis are not ripe yet, the birds, there's not enough karbonis. But it's only a sa'ad, you're only adding it for protocol, it's not the reason. Rashi and Tosfos argue, because Rashi and Tosfos going l'shitosam, they hold that tkufa other than peiros, you need two of those reasons, not one. And on that we say, taka you need two, but if you have one of those, plus you have this sa'ad of the goizlois and the kvosim, that the karbonis are not ready, that's also a siba to be mitzarif. The emes is on one hand, there's a riot to Rashi, because the Gemara brings a story of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who sent a letter out, and he wrote, the goizlis are not ripe, the birds are not, there's not enough birds, plus the aviv. So you see, they only had aviv, and they were mitzarif, the reason of goizlis. The Rambam gets out of this, and l'shitosai. The Rambam learns that aviv over there means tkufa, and we mentioned that the Rambam holds tkufa doesn't need another reason, tkufa is a reason by itself. So he's saying, avada the ikar reason is the tkufa, which is a reason by itself. And as a sad, he mentioned the idea of the goizlis. Another factor that the Bezdin takes into consideration, the Gemara says, is that if it's a Shnas Ra'avoin, or it's Shemitah, if it's a hunger year, or it's a Shemitah year, and people don't have enough food, to push it off another month is going to cause a delay, there's going to be a problem, there's not going to be enough for the Kupa Seir and the Tzedakah, that's a reason not to be Ma'abar the Shana. As I state in the Gemara, comes the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin, Zok the Rambam, Yeiro Eli, it's a chiddush, when the Rambam says his own shtickle Torah, Yeiro Eli, says the Rambam, Yeiro Eli, that this whole idea that Shnas Re'ovoin and Shnas Shemitah is a reason not to be Ma'aber, that's only if the reason you wanted to be Ma'aber is because of Gishorim or Drachim or Tanuri Psochim, the Rabbanandika reasons. But if there's a necessity to be Ma'aber because of the Oviv, the Peiros, or the Tkufa, then Re'ovoin doesn't have what to say. Because if there's a deraisa that could drive in order to be ma'aber, then we're not going to back down on it just because of Shnas Ra'ovin. Shnas Ra'ovin is only going to knock a derabbanan de kesiba. So that's clear words, boil it in the Rambam Makoponim, that the reason of the drochem and the gesharim is a derabbanan de kesiba. So now we'll go taka straight into this inyan. The Bezdin sits down with 3, 5, and 7 dayonim, finally they sit down, and they're trying to make a decision if to be ma'aber the year. So what's on the table for them to discuss? On one hand, they have to check if the wheat is ripe, if the fruits are ripe, and if on the calendar, if it's March 21st, if it's going to be spring. Now it's mavur that even if all that is good, a checklist, yeah? The wheat is ripe, the fruits are ready, it's taka, the spring are ready. Aber they check and they get a message that the bridges are down, it's muddy, the roads are muddy, they need time to be able to push it, get the oilam to be able to come for Korban Pesach. Zok the Gemara, that's also a sibah to be ma'abra the shona. Fregen the achroinim, fregen the minchas chinuch. But that's only a derabbanan the kasiba. How could you be ma'abra the shona? Midairais it's not supposed to be. Midairais the next month is supposed to be Pesach and Nisan. You're going to push it off and call it other base. People are going to be eating chametz on the 15th of that month. They're going to first start fearing Pesach the month after. Midairais is doch nishtazoi. What's the idea that a derabbanan that could be oiker? They're technically telling people to eat on Yom Kippur and eat chametz on Pesach. Zok the minchas chinuch begisoid. The same way by Kiddush HaChodesh, there's an idea of Atem, Afilu Shoigigin, Atem, Afilu Mezidim. The same thing by Ibrashonim. By Ibrashonim also, there's a concept of Atem, Afilu Shoigigin, Atem, Afilu Mezidim. And that's the koyach that Bezdin has, that they could be Ma'abra the Shona for other factors. Drochim, Gishorim, Tanurei Psochim. But he brings that as a machloikis. The Tzlach argues, the Tzlach in Brochis says, that Be'emes, only on Kiddush HaChodesh is there specifically the inyan that Atem Afilu Mezidim. The Gemara darshans it from Kimitzioin Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And that's why Kiddush HaChodesh has to be Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. Kimitzioin Teitzei Torah. And the Tzlach says Kimitzioin Teitzei Torah Gans Torah. What's the... No, Kiddush HaChodesh. It's going on Kiddush HaChodesh because that's where the Yidden give the Torah. They can make a mistake and that becomes Torah. And that's only by Kiddush HaChodesh. Ibrashonim, the Gemara had to learn that from a different pasuk, L'shichnoi Sidrushu, not from Kimitzioin Teitzei Torah. Only Kiddush HaChodesh has the idea of Atem Afilu Mezidim. And the Menachas Chinuch Stark argues, there's an Arichas over here. How could you say that? Avada, there must be an idea of Atem Afilu Mezidim even by Ibrashonim. Because the whole idea that Yema'abra the Shonim, Ibn Hadrochim, Ibn Hagsharim is based on that. The Menachas Chinuch Toich HaDvarim brings a raya to this topic, but it's Negei, the Shaila, of the story of Chizkiyah, so let's take open up that sugya a little bit. It's Mamash HaShlomah from Aor and Yonim. The Gemara says, Ein Ma'abrin Mipnei HaTuma. Ein Ma'abrin Mipnei HaTuma. Now first of all, what does that mean, Ein Ma'abrin Mipnei HaTuma? What's the scenario that because of Tuma, they want to push off and make another month of Adar? If the Olam is Tomei, on Chof Ches Adar, it only takes 7 days to become Tahar. It doesn't take more than 7 days of Parah Aduma. What does it mean that there's a delay, that it's necessary to push it off and make another full Adar? So Rashi says either because they knew that the Nasi was going to be a Goisis and he was going to die 2 days before Pesach. The emissary Rashi B'dikduk says he's going to die 2 days before Pesach. It could have said he's going to die 6 days before Pesach. So some say the Gersa, it doesn't say Shnei Yomim Lufnei Pesach, it's Taka, he's going to die Shesh Yomim Lufnei Pesach. Zok Techasim Sofer, no. If the Nasi is going to die 6 days before Pesach, most of the Olam didn't get there for Olam Regel yet, there won't be Rav of the Tzibra become Tomei by going to the Nasi's Levaya. But if the chashat stopped that the Nasi is going to die 2 days before Pesach, oh, that's already a problem. The Roi V'Tzibra is going to be Tomei. It's better to push off the another month. Or Rashi says, Pashat, they didn't have a Parah Aduma. They ran out of Parah Aduma offer. And that's why they want to push off the month. So the Gemara then brings, it's a Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim Be'emes by Chizkiyah HaMelech. The Gemara says, Chizkiyah HaMelech, there was Tumah. Because Rabbis Ephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, Zvulin, Lahitaru, Ki Ochlu Es HaPesach Baloi Kakosuv, Ki Yispal Al Chizkiyah Aleim, Leimor Hashem HaToiv Yichaper Bad. Chizkiyah, the Gemara says, was Ma'aber the Shona Mipnei HaTumah. What was the Tumah? So either it was the Tumah of the Avodah Zorah, of his father Ochaz, that had left Avodah Zorah there, or Taisus brings from Yerushalmi that they found the Gulgoylus of Aroina HaYavusi under the Mizbeach. So there was Tumah, and therefore he felt, we got it, there's not enough Paraduma, there's a Balagan, everyone's tummy, we're going to push off the month. Interesting, Taisus brings this Yerushalmi that they found the Gulgoylus of Aroina HaYavusi. That's terrible. For the past 300 years in the Beis HaMikdash, your Aroina HaYavusi's Gulgoylus was under the Mizbeach. So the Chasam Sofer explains, no, a few years earlier, Ochaz had moved the Mizbeach. And what was the issue? Aroina HaYavusi wasn't buried under the Mizbeach. He was buried, he used to own the place, but he was buried a few hundred meters away. And Al Stuma, it could be Gulgoylus, not his skull, but the Gilgal of the Mechilas, the tunnels underneath could transfer the Tumah. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew about that. He knew that Aroina was buried there. And they worked out the tunnel system such, right, the tunnels. They worked it out that the Tumah wouldn't pass. But when Ochaz made construction over there and put it Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash, then the Gilgul of the Mechilas of the Tumah of Aroina Yavusi would go in. Al-Kupana, there was a Tumah issue, and Chizkiah had to be Ma'abar the Shana. And the Gemara said he made a mistake. So what was the mistake? Either his mistake was because ain ma'abar nes hashana b'pnei ha'tumah, it's kedai already to just push it off and not push it off and be makrav karban pesach b'tumah. But on that, the Gemara says b'di'eved it's ma'abar. So the Gemara then says the story of Chizkiah was something else. The problem with Chizkiah was that he was ma'abar nisan b'nisan, that it already was aleph nisan, and that was his mistake. And that is an interesting shiloh. What exactly was the story there by Chizkiah? Was it Lamed Ador, or was it really already Aleph Nisan? And the Gemara says, if it was Mamish Aleph Nisan, so then what, Chizkiah didn't know a basic halacha that you can't be Ma'abar once it's Nisan? So the Gemara says, no, it was Lamed Ador. It was Lamed Ador. And this is interesting. Lamed Ador, on one hand, it's Roy, it potentially is a day that could be Aleph Nisan, but it's not Aleph Nisan yet. On such a day, lechatchila, you're not supposed to be ma'aber. B'diyevet it's chal ve'iber. That was the story of Chizkiah. That was the story of Chizkiah. Comes Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and asks, what's the problem by Chizkiah? What happened to atem afilu mezidim? And here's the issue is, it's a cryptic Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph. That Tzlach says, what Tosfos answers goof is, no, that the atem afilu mezidim is only by Kiddush HaChodesh, not by Iber Shonim. But the Menachas Chinuch is Ma'arechet to explain the Tosis differently. That Tosis means that on certain in Yonim, you're not allowed to apply Atem Afilu Mezidim. If it was Mamish Aleph Nisan, it's like, you know, Atem Afilu Mezidim by Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't allow the Bezdin to be Makadish the 32nd day or the 28th day. There's a limit what Atem Afilu Mezidim allows you to do. And that was the Maisa with Chizkiah. This interesting Ha'ara. I saw the Bir Alocha of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. In the Shekel HaKodesh, he has a pirish on Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Chizkiah was a melech. How could Chizkiah have been involved in the Ibur HaShonim? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Rambam paskins it here, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, ein mamidin melech to be ma'abar the Shonim. The melech has a negias. He would want it to be ma'ubar, so he doesn't have to pay his salary to his yearly salary to the soldiers. So he says, Avad, Chizkiah wasn't mamish part of the Bezdin. He says that anyways it can't be. Chizkiah didn't have children at this point, and someone who doesn't have children can't be on the Bezdin. It just means Chizkiah vayivatz hamelech. He was giving the Eitzah. He wasn't mamish on the Bezdin. We'll just speak out. He continues over there, Reb Chaim. He says, it says Yirmiyah was ma'abar shonim. We discussed it in the previous year that Yirmiyah was ma'abar shonim in Chutz Laretz. He says Yirmiyah was a kohen gadol. How could Yirmiyah be ma'abar shonim? The Gemara says a kohen gadol can't be ma'abar shonim. So he says, Poshet, the kohen gadol can't be ma'abar shonim because he has an egias that it shouldn't be ma'ubar. Because it's going to be cold on Yom Kippur. It's going to be deeper into the winter. But this is Bezman HaChorban, so there's no chashash of Yirmiyah's Negias. He then goes a step further. Aaron and Moshe were Ma'abar Shonim. He says, Moshe is a Melech, Aaron is a Kohen Gadol. So he says, Vayter, Aaron was in the Mishkan. The cold, the Kohen Gadol doesn't want it to be cold because he walks barefoot on the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Mishkan, it wasn't the stone floor. And I was toiveling in cold water. It says in the Medrash that Aaron was toiveling in the Be'er Shel Miriam, and that wasn't cold. And Azoy, he goes weiter on those in Yonim about Aaron and Moshe. Now, the Hashlama Se'inyan is a Dover Godel, interesting to Maisa. I had a Shiloh like this. Interesting, I bet I had two Shilohs, and I saw that they both came together in Reb Shlomo Kluger. And he was a Simcha Gefunana, a Reb Shlomo Kluger that handles both Shilohs. Ve'elu Heim. One Shaila is about Iber Shonim, which I hinted to at the beginning of the shir. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you would have a child who was born on Hey Adar, and it's now Hey Adar, 13 years later, and he's Bar Mitzvah, and he's a Gadol. And for the next 2 weeks, he's fearing Zich like a Gadol, he's a Bar Mitzvah, if he was Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. If he eats Chelev, he's Chayiv. He's Koshul Eidus. If he's made something, if he's made on someone else, you kill that person. He's a Gadol. Chof Hey Adar comes. And Bezdin is Machlat to be Ma'abar the Shona. And we know that therefore his Bar Mitzvah is not going to be till Hey Adar Beis. He suddenly turns back into a katan. What's the status of such a person? What about various repercussions of things he did during the interim before they were ma'abar the shana? What's the approach of the ma'pecha of ibrashonim? A second shayla is legabi kiddush hachoydish, but also negay ibrashonim. What do you do by every kiddush hachoydish? At 10 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, when there was a suffix, if it's Lamed Lachoydish or Aleph of the next Chaydish, and Bezdin takes the Eidus and finally is Mesakin and Makabal and Kaiveya and makes a Kiddush, and they say, okay, it's Aleph Lachoydish. When does it become Aleph Lachoydish? Does it become Aleph Lachoydish already from the night before? Or no, it's only Beshas when they Makadish. Now, Avada, the Pashtas, the person would say, yeah, Avada, it's a Gili that the night before was already, it was already Rosh Chaydish. The Menachas Chinuch certainly learns like that. We spoke in the previous shiur that two kinderlech who are gufa becoming bar mitzvah on Aleph Nisan could walk into Bezdin and be meyed that it's Aleph Nisan. Bezdin will then be mekadosh the chodesh, and presto, they were gedolim when they were meyed. Slicha, they were meyed at 9:30, and finally, after the proceedings at 10 o'clock in the morning, Bezdin was mekadosh the chodesh. At 9:30, they weren't gedolim yet. Obviously, the Menachas Chinuch learns no, it's lamafreya. But I have a problem. In the Rambam, is Mavur Nishtazoi. The Rambam says that if it's Lamid Ador, you're not allowed to lechatchila be ma'aber the Shana. But b'di'evit, if you ma'aber it, it's ma'uber. After you were ma'aber it, comes an Edom and they want to be Makadish that Chodesh, and they want to turn it into Aleph Ador Beis, the Kiddush is going to be Chal. And that's the Pella. If the Kiddush is Chal, that means it's Aleph Ador Beis, that means they turned it into Aleph LaChodesh. Ain ma'abr nisan ben nisan. It turns out that it was Aleph Nisan earlier that day. Now they want to change it to Aleph Adar Beis. How could that work? It already became Aleph L'Chodesh. It would be mashma that the Kiddush HaChodesh is not L'mafreya. Will be Messiah that I found in Abshloima Kluger, in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun Hei. Simen Nun Hei is the Simen where it talks about the Bar Mitzvah kids that becoming Bar Mitzvah on Adar Aleph or Adar Beis. And over there he brings, we'll say B'Ketzara, an interesting ma'isa. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chof Hei says that there's a halacha that a carbon has to be ben shona, and if it's more than ben shona, it's pasul. Zok the Gemara drosha, not only by the shechita it has to be ben shona, by the kabbalas dam and the zrika it also has to be ben shona. So frek the Gemara over there in Zvachim Daf Chof Hei, a wonder, you're telling me that the behema has to be a ben shona not only by the shechita, also by the zrika. It's the same day. If it was not ben shona, it's not. If it is, it is. So the Gemara says, no, you see, you go based on hours. If this animal was born a year ago exactly at 11 o'clock in the morning, so if you shechted it at 10:30, but you want to do the zrika at 11:30, it's not a good zrika. It's already ois ben shana. We go buster, shois, pois, lois, bekachim. That's the sugya there. Comes up Shlomo Kluger, he says, what's the Gemara's problem? Why does the Gemara have to be machadish, that poislin b'shois? He says, I have other ukimtis, that by the shechita it's one age and by the Kabbalah it's not. Lemoshel, these two examples, both of them. He says, first of all, why can it be that they shechted it when it was Lamed Adar? This animal was born on Aleph Nisan. When they shechted it, it was Lamed Adar. It was 9:30 in the morning, and it was Lamed Adar. In the interim, Bezdin was Makadish the Chodesh, and it became Aleph Nisan. And now it's no good, it's puzzle. Zakta, you know why the Gemara didn't say that? Because when Bezdin at 10 o'clock decides that it's Kiddush HaChodesh and it's Aleph Nisan, it's been Aleph Nisan since the night before. But he makes a trask back in them. He has a havamin and not like that. That the Shechita was Lamed Adar, the Kabbalah was Aleph Nisan. B'doy Melezeh, he says he has the other Shaila. Let's say this behemoth was born on Hey Adar. Now we know for the year, the Gemara in Erechin, it doesn't become Ben Shona until Hey Adar Beis. No. Here you have a Maisa, that a Kefakerta case. That by the Shechita was already puzzled. They shechted a behema on this behema on Yud Adar. Savada was puzzled. The Shechita wasn't good. It was already over a year. But then they were ma'abra the Shana. And now that the ma'abra the Shana, the Zrika is already at a time when he has a ben Shana. Like we cleared about this by Mitzvah Yingel. Come to Chayis, that the two halakam of our Shaila, whether the Kiddush HaChodesh is l'mafreya till the night before, and what you focus on by Ibr Shonim, Lagabi, what was in the interim, are both Negeya in this Gemara, Lagabe, Poislin Shois Bekotchim. Good.